Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Previously on Previous Little Liars.
But who cares? Why does that matter?
It doesn't. At all. None of this matters, really.
No, wait. This girl also has bangs. And so, like... in the video.
Yeah.
So she's definitely A.
Welcome back, all our Pretty Little listeners, to Previous Little Liars, the podcast where we're going through season one of Pretty Little Liars, but only watching the previously ons. I'm Todd the Librarian, the only member of our panel who has actually seen season one of Pretty Little Liars. And with me, as always, is someone who is always welcome to stay on my couch. It's Adam H.
I was hoping you would offer me the couch in the basement there. And then if you could just write your address on this crumpled up piece of paper that you were about to throw out. I didn't have that before, so I could really use it. I appreciate you offering your couch. And Todd, you had the offer to stay on my couch and ultimately elected not to because my couch is a death trap that no one should ever be sleeping on. But
yes, I much preferred the air mattress. Sarah very much like, no, we have an air mattress. We're doing the air mattress. And Sarah, thank you. Thank you very much. Also with me is someone who's received many apologies from rain-soaked rivals. It's Marissa. Marissa, how's it going?
I mean, I have. They were sorry that I, you know, didn't have a poncho. They were sorry I didn't have an umbrella. But yeah, I'm doing good. Glad to be here.
Good. And finally, someone who somehow A, has nothing on, it's TV Lindy.
Yeah, that's my talent. I don't give blackmailers any information that they can use against me.
Yeah, you don't give anyone any information they can use against you. I think that's your secret.
Exactly. Ask me how I do it.
How do you
not gonna tell? Yeah, never gonna tell us. Come on, come on, Todd. You walked right into that.
I mean, she set it up. I had to go for it. You know, I can't let the setup go unanswered.
We're gonna all like get like secret messages from Lindy about like how she does things, and we're gonna have to put together like a whole mystery on our own.
All right. Well,
Lindy could be a good A, to be honest with you. I could see it. Not like the murder, you know, not like the, I'm not saying, I don't think you go around murdering people, But I'm just saying, like, in terms of the leverage of information, like, I feel like you could get more information about other people than they could get about you.
Oh, that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
People tell me anything.
Yeah.
I'll meet someone and they'll just tell me a bunch of stuff. And I'm like, oh, all right.
Where does this happen? Wait, what do you, what is, what, I mean, I guess you won't tell me, but like, where are you, like, what is this? Like, what people are you meeting? Like, what randos?
Oh, I don't know. Just like, you know, like in the past, like, just it, throughout life.
Okay.
I don't know. At college.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like some, like she's playing some online strategy game and just like, suddenly meets this person for the first time and like just, you know, something like that.
Lindy, who do you feel revealed more in the early stages of our friendship between you and I? That's it's an interesting question, actually, because I actually don't think it was as one-sided as like as you know, maybe these other situations have been. But that being said, I feel like I could not tell you almost anything about you, and you could probably tell me. Well, if I don't know, but
I mean, I think that speaks more towards your retention than it does to
retention and anything just else.
That's true. I've told you some things that thankfully you've forgotten.
Yeah. You know what? I will say that's the other side of the coin, because Lindy is great at keeping secrets. I am also great at keeping secrets, but because I don't remember them, I forget them, which is basically just as safe as knowing them and not telling anyone. Really, what's the difference?
Not much of one.
And I'll tell you, the other benefit of forgetting all the secrets is that you can tell me a second time and I'll be shocked again. We can like relive the secret again, like multiple times. It's very fun.
Almost like going through these episode recaps. You're just surprised every time by information we've seen before. And with that, let's go ahead and dive into the recap for season one, episode 16, Je suis un ami. Starts off, we're at school, and Caleb is telling Hannah to have a good day, and he starts to walk away, but she stops him and says if he needs a place to stay, there's an old couch in her basement, and her mom will never know. She writes down her address on a crumpled piece of paper, and then crumples it up some more to hand it to him.
It's the double crumple. The double crumps. That's a thing now. I just said it. I don't know. I mean, I guess you would stay in the couch, on the couch in the basement, but that's weird. Also, I don't know. I didn't feel like this was weird to me. Again, I don't have a lot of context, so I don't really know. But
yeah. So, any theories on why Caleb needs a place to stay?
I'm sorry.
Who's Caleb? This? Yeah, who's Caleb? Yeah,
part of it too.
Who is this guy? Do we know?
Develop a theory.
Have we talked about him before? And I just
yes.
Okay.
Caleb Rivers. You thought his name was really cool.
Oh, wait, that is a cool name, actually.
He's the sketchy new kid who apparently handed Hannah the car part that kept Arya's mom from going to the museum.
Yeah, that we didn't really understand what the thing was, but that's you know, maybe we didn't need to understand that. Why does he need to stay somewhere else? Maybe this guy does give poor person in a rich town energy, I think. Like somewhere
for the early 2000s.
For the year the show is in right now. It certainly gives like poor person in a rich town. Maybe there's like some troubles at home. Maybe he's like getting into it with his parents and needs somewhere else to stay. The confusing part to me, and we did talk about this, why are we recrumpling? That's a weirdly hard word to say. The paper. Why does that need to be crumpled again? Is this like a secret that she's trying to like hide her address? Like, does she think someone is going to like look at the passing of this paper? And I don't know. It just felt very weird. Also, how big is your house such that if someone stays in your basement, you just have no idea? Like, or maybe your mom's never home. I don't know. If someone stayed, maybe this is because I'm in a one-bedroom apartment, but like theoretically, if someone was staying in my place, I feel like I would know.
You would know, but this is a giant mansion house.
Yeah, you just never go in the basement. She just never gets down there.
Possibly. And also, I wonder if there's like an entrance directly to the basement. There's like a cellar door type thing to get into the basement so that he can like go in and out without having to go upstairs. So that could definitely help out with it.
Let's hope he never makes lasagna.
True.
Because of the money.
Yeah. I don't think that
there's always money in the lasagna box.
if Caleb goes, actually, I'll tell you what, that could be a thing.
Yeah.
I love that as a theory, actually, as a way to like connect all the stuff. We invite a stranger over to come stay in our basement. He needs a place to stay. He's like, oh, I'll do a nice thing for the family that's letting me stay here. I'll make them dinner. Oh, what do we have? Lasagna noodles. Boom. He finds out. Tax fraud. Jail.
It's easy as Caleb 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, definitely seems like someone who could identify tax fraud.
Yeah. I don't even know that that's what this is, but he still feels like he could identify it.
We know it's a felony. That's all we know.
Only if they get caught, though.
Todd. Only if they get caught. So the next scene, we see Emily swimming in a race. And in the locker room, Paige asks the coach, is there a second person keeping time? And the coach assures her that she and Emily tied.
I
don't care.
Don't care about the swimming. Like, I
know.
All right, let's move on then.
Did Marissa have a question?
Was this for swim team captain, or was this for, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That's all I know about the swimming is that one of them is the captain.
Yeah, I feel like that has to be, because there's no way in any kind of like official swimming capacity. Are there ties in swimming?
I mean, times the exact
same, yeah.
Yeah,
technically there could
don't they go down to like the thousands of a second though? Like, don't they? I guess they can't really do that if it's like a high school swim meet.
Like, yeah, I mean, if you have like the cameras on and you can actually like pause it down, but I doubt very seriously that they had that going on here.
The only time I ever watch swimming is in the Olympics, and they always go down to like three digits past the, and I didn't even know seconds could get that detailed. So.
All right. So the next scene, we're outside at night and Jenna and Toby are sitting very close to each other. Jenna tells him he needs to be home where he's safe and cups his face in her hand. He removes her hand and says she could chain him to the porch and he'd still never touch her like that again. And she slaps him.
I think that she would like to chain him to the Porsche, if you know what I mean. So, also, she's not blind. I'm just saying, we're seeing time. How does she identify the slap? Like, I know she was just cupping his face, but come on, she took the hand away. So she's like sizing it up, and then she's not blind. I feel so confidently about this. Like, there's just no way that she's blind.
I will say, I think you're underestimating a blind person's spatial awareness.
That's probably true.
You know, I mean, some of the other clues that she might not be blind, I'm on board with. But like, if she just had her hand there, he barely moved it away. I think she has a pretty good idea of where to aim with the slap.
Well, and you can always like vibe it, right? Like if someone's that close to you, you know, like vibe wise, they're in your general area.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Your spidey sense, for lack of a better term. But this, just to refresh my memory, this is her brother? Her stepbrother? Half-brother?
Yeah. No, stepbrother.
Stepbrother, yeah.
And step-brother. What did we say the story was on their origin?
All that we know is they're step-siblings, and they had a relationship of some sort. And that was apparently the information that Allison had that the girls think was enough for Toby to want to kill her. That is the...
Did we know all that we know. Part?
We knew about the files, right? That was the whole file the files. In the
Yeah,
woods.
Because that was the file that they found. That's like, this would be enough if for him to kill her and maybe hate us, you know? So
but
that's why the girls think Toby could be Allison's killer. That's like the evidence, quote unquote.
It's definitely not him.
Definitely not him.
It's very clear from these recaps that it's just too obvious that it might be him. So it's definitely not.
Yeah.
So she's saying that he should come back there. Does that mean he's not like living at their house or something?
We just got out of jail. We know this.
Right. So I'm like, did he go from jail back to the woods? Because now he feels comfortable there.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that... Jenna's begging him to come back.
Well, and his open couch in the basement just got taken. So he has to,
Yeah, Jenna didn't let him stay there.
Who knows? No one knows like what's in that basement.
Underground network of basement couches. Like before Airbnb, there was like underground couch network.
Mm-hmm. I feel like that was the origin of Airbnb and what it was actually probably supposed to be, much closer to an extra couch or whatever than the mess that it is now. Like,
couch surfing to make it sound cool. Something like that. That was a thing.
So what did we say the origin of Toby and Jenna's relationship was? We said they were together before they became step siblings.
We all disagreed.
Oh, okay.
I said they were together after.
You said they became step-siblings, and then what are you doing, step-bro, after they knew that they were step-siblings?
Yes, that's what I thought.
Okay. And I think I said the opposite of that.
Yeah, I believe so. I mean, it's a pretty good bet. If Lindy says something, you probably said the opposite of it. But in this case, I really do think that you were saying the opposite.
I'll just say this. I'm like maybe ready to go over to Lindy's side on this, because in my mind, it was like, oh my God, how could we think now that we have become step siblings, let's get together? It seems like Jenna's still into it. It seems like Jenna still wants.
It seems like.
I mean, I don't know. Jenna wants him to touch her like that. And I don't know. She wants a piece of the big T, and he's not giving it to her. I don't know.
Yeah. And we may never know. So next up, we see someone telling Hannah and her mom they just got the phone with Mrs. Potter's housekeeper, and Mrs. Potter has had a heart attack.
See ya. Goodbye. Last of the pop.
Oh. Who did, was that on someone's list?
I think so. Technically, they said she had a heart attack, but we don't know if she is.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair.
Come on, she's dead.
I mean, it's highly likely, but technically, it doesn't say she died of a heart attack, just she had a heart attack. So she could be in the hospital. There could be a chance that the last of the Potters is still around or not. I think we'll have to wait a little while to find out and to see what the ramifications of that are for the Potter fortune that Hannah's mom apparently absconded with.
Is it a felony if the person you steal money from dies before they realize you took the money?
Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Because it's still owed to to her. It's an asset.
It was just cold hard cash, though. I mean, this wasn't like a trust or maybe it was. And she brought, but I mean, this was just a stack of bills.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, remember, we don't know where the money was supposed to be going.
Yeah.
I think there are assumptions you can make based on things that have been said, but none of you have made those assumptions yet. So,
We made the charity donation assumption that I liked, actually. I thought that made a lot of sense. I don't even remember who said that, but I liked the charity donation idea.
So anyway, next scene, we see Emily open the door to her house to find a drenched Paige standing outside in the rain. And Paige says, "I'm sorry, Emily. I just wanted you to know that."
She did something to the Times and fudged the Times and made herself the winner. I have no idea.
So I think she's apologizing for that and for not for trying to drown Emily.
No.
We don't care about that.
The Time thing is too tame to be the only thing. She soaked in rain and looked so anguished and apologizing. Like she had to have done something really bad. And I don't know. I don't even think it's the drowning thing. Why would she stand out in the rain? Like, why is she in the rain? Why is she so wet?
Because it's raining, I think, is really the... Like, I don't, you know.
Bring an umbrella.
Do you think she outed Emily?
Oh!
For that's a good theory.
For the purpose of other
to people. To get the captain.
Power move. Power of the early to late 2010s.
Late 20s. It's definitely not the late 2010s. This is many things.
I studied history, so I totally know my times. Okay.
History. You probably studied history during the late 2010s.
It was the early 2000s. Thank you very much.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I like the idea that she outed her, but for the purpose of being the captain, so the rest of the team looked poor,
maybe so the coach didn't pick her. Maybe the coach is a hateful person.
Well, or the parents get.
Oh, maybe it's kicking her off the swim team, trying to get the other parents to call in and be like, "I wouldn't want my kid in the same water." You know, rich Republican years, that type of thing.
Paige found the photos, or someone told Paige about the photos. Remember the photos from the photo
booth? Yeah.
Then maybe that's the only other thing I can think of. I just know they don't like each other.
Yeah. I feel like you can still bring an umbrella to a heartfelt apology situation. You know?
That is what I said.
Yeah.
And you said, she's wet because it's raining.
Wait, that was a good impression.
Thank you.
It is raining, yeah. And that is why she's wet.
Oh, man. So, next up, Spencer tells Toby she thinks he's being framed. He asks what changed her mind. She says she thinks somebody might be trying to do the same to her. We see a piece of paper that says, I found this in Jenna's room. You may be right, Toby. And then the paper, some pencil rubbings of like some little dots.
Braille?
It looks like Braille, but that, it doesn't make sense to me. What? Because don't you need the bumps? You need the bumps for Braille. Unless I am misunderstanding Braille.
No, you need the bumps. But like I said, it's a rubbing. So basically, I think he's saying he found something. He did a rubbing of it to show the rubbing to a Spencer.
So he found...
He found some Braille. It's kind of like he found a secret message and he's like, hey, I'm going to take this rubbing of it and show it to you. So now we have to decode the Braille to find out what it is.
Now we have to decode the Braille. Oh boy. This feels like it's going to be some detective work here.
Also multiple episodes. Like, I have a feeling.
Well, it wasn't there. Weren't there words on the envelope? Wasn't that what it said?
Oh, maybe.
No, so the words in the envelope were the message from Toby saying, I found this in Jenna's room, you may be right. But then there was like just like three, basically looks like three letters from Braille is what it looks like.
Okay, I am currently looking.
Ian. It's.
Oh my God, what if it is though? Also, it looks like, well, maybe four. I guess I don't. Okay, so one's like a backwards L. Wow, this is actually like low key a little difficult. Okay, hold on. This is the number sign. What? like the pound sign.
This is
pound 214. I mean, that's okay. Pound 214.
Remember beepers 214? Maybe that's like some sort of like secret code when you couldn't text. But we have texting here. Never mind.
Yeah, there is texting. Yeah, so this first one is absolutely the pound sign because none of the letters are this combination. So this is actually interesting. I didn't know much about Braille. Braille, it's like a different combination of six potential dots, like in two columns of three rows. And it's like different, you know, combinations of the six dots either being filled in or presumably a bump or not filled in. And that's the alphabet, but then they have numbers as well. And the number sign is this backwards L, which is clearly the first one. So it's pound 214. I don't know what that means. Combination of something, obviously, or maybe like a...
Whatever the Jenna thing is 214. Now we're getting into like lost territory with numbers.
Oh, boy.
Huh. All right.
That's interesting.
Or a locker number.
I feel like we did a lot of good detective work here, but truly could not have gotten less far than we did. Solving this.
But you're still probably further along than the liars are at this moment in time. That
That's probably true.
All right. So the final scene of the recap, we see Arya approaching like a limo as a driver opens the door and she's all dressed up and she's on the phone outside while Ezra's on the phone inside, and she says, so this is what a real date with Ezra Fitz looks like. Then we see them outside the museum and the two of them kiss, and she says lead the way before they head inside. Then we see Hannah telling Arya she's the one that gave Arya's mom the museum ticket. When Arya asks why, Hannah says A has something on her, and we see her opening a Mother's Day card that has a message from A. Want to help mama get $$$$? Show Arya's mom what her kid's been hiding. A. And Arya's response to Hannah saying A has something on me is say A has something on all of us, Hannah.
Well, she's not wrong.
Yeah.
There was a lot there. First of all, that was a really fancy date.
I was going to say the same thing. He's a teacher, right?
Yeah.
And she's, I guess this is like rich town. She's got a lot of money, but this was like his date. Is he paying for this? Are you paying for this on a teacher's salary? I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe she's got like a private limo. It was a very fancy date though. Like they were all dressed up. There was dresses, a limo in the museum. certainly a big thing there. Also, more kissing in different locations where we have come so far from the same kissing scene like 5 or 6 times in a row. We've had like, I haven't been keeping track, but we've had at least like 5 or 6, maybe even 7 different locations of kissing. I feel very justified in this relationship. Still rooting for it. I don't know what to tell
you. Okay. I was like, ow, where is this going?
I don't know. Still, I think I'm still rooting for it. Why not? You know?
Okay. All right, well, but are you the shitting? Why not's like, are you shitting?
But
are we just rooting?
I don't know. I don't think either of them are A. I think the only bad thing they're doing is each other. That's it. That's that's the only bad that's happening here. I don't think either of them are committing murder. No, I mean, a little bit of fraud is happening. But outside of that, that's all the bad. So I'm into it, I guess. I don't know. There's not a lot of relationships on the show for me to like act, because I am not rooting for freaking Toby and Jenna to... Yeah. Step sibling it up. Like, I can't get on board with that. Maya's the other girl, right? Emily, yeah. And where's Maya? She's been gone the whole time. I don't even know where she is.
She's gonna show up on like a visiting swim team.
Yeah. Then we have what? Melissa's Hannah's sister Melissa and Spencer's sister Melissa and
Ian,
I can't get on board with that. Ian's been sleeping with all the hoes, including maybe Allison. Ian, I don't know. So, like, who am I supposed to root for? In terms of, this is what I'm saying. Like, what are the relationships that I'm rooting for? There's not a lot of, unless I'm forgetting some.
So, there's also the possibility of not rooting for any of the relationships.
No.
Tom, what about the parents?
The late 2010s.
Are his parents?
No, we can't. I don't think we can root for the parents. They're like actively cheating on each other, and they're not even sleeping with each other yet. I'm saying other combinations of parents.
What about Hannah and her purity boyfriend, or Hannah and her kind of creepy nerdy friend? Sean? Hannah, the guy that she's going to have sleep in her basement. I mean,
Hannah's got options.
Hannah does have a lot of options. To be honest with you, I found no issues with Sean. Like, he was just like, I don't want to have sex right now, and she was like, I'm gonna crash your car, you. And so, yeah, not, you know, Sean was fine, but I don't know. There's just not a lot of like rootable relationships based solely on the previously ons of this show. And so I have to take what they're giving me. And it's Arya and Ezra. Yeah. This was a nice date. This was like a fancy date. I would go on this date. I don't have limo kind of money, but you know, if I did.
Well, let's move on to the more revelatory part of this, which is that all the theories last week of Hannah being jealous and that's why she gave the ticket seem to have been wrong, because it looks like Hannah was actually blackmailed by A.
Okay, what did it say again? Like, if you want your mom to get money, show Arya's mom what Arya's been hiding.
Yeah, want to help mama get $$$$, show Arya's mom what her kid's been hiding.
How is A going to get money to Hannah's mom?
Well, this has to be the lasagna money, right?
But her mom already has the lasagna money.
It feels like this is like related. I feel like there can't be that many ways that Hannah's mom is getting cash.
Well, that's what I'm asking. Like, where is A gonna get this cash?
Mrs. Potter.
A killed Mrs. Potter. Oh!
I don't know if that really makes sense.
Miss Potter already gave all her money to Hannah's mom.
But that was sus though. I don't think that was like a full here's a wad of cash for you. I think it was like a stealing situation. And this goes back to my theory at the beginning of the podcast. Is it a crime if she dies before you even know? Like, because, you know, if I died right now, any cash that's in my wallet is not going to be like, oh, well, this belongs to Adams. It's just cash, right? It's just, you know, there's no like... I don't know. I mean, maybe it does. I'm not like a
can't legal. Trace it, but yeah. This is significantly more cash than I assume is in your wallet.
That you was know not... me, Lindy. Wow. You think I'm a poro? Oh,
I know. God. Like, it sounded so bad. But also, to be fair, you just said you don't have limo money, and even if you were rich as heck, like, there's only so much that can fit in your wallet.
Yeah, I don't have a very big wallet, but that's for practical purposes. I really don't need it, but yeah.
I want to see Adam walking around with that honking, overflowing bag of cash. that we saw in the car seat just stuck in his back pocket. I just want to see that.
I would be down, Todd. I mean, I you could tell me to hold the cash in any way, and I'd be like, yep, yes, sir. I'd do it however you want me to do it, as long as I get the cash. Side note, we had to pay so I was in whatever. We were moving, and I had to pay the movers in cash, like, for the final balance because of the driver that was – whatever. I have more cash in my hand than I've ever had in my life, and handing someone that much cash feels like they're just murdering you. Like, it's like I'm just handing you so much money in dollar bills that I've never seen before in my life. Side note, there is a limit to how much you can pull out from an ATM at a time. And yes, if you didn't know that, sometimes you have to call the bank, and then sometimes it's 2:15 on a Saturday when the Chase Bank closed 15 minutes ago. And because we close at 2 p.m. on Saturdays for some
reason. Bank tellers.
Yeah. Why does the bank close at 2 o'clock on a Saturday?
We could have told you that you are you doing? To go in
at 2:30 on a Saturday. I couldn't. What do you mean? I wasn't even there. Why?
You should have been. You needed that much money.
What are all of the bank tellers in the world doing at 2:01 p.m. on Saturdays that we cannot keep this?
They're finally free, Adam. Yeah, they're finally free.
What is this? The bank hours are such a scam. I should have access to my money whenever I want it. I should not have to go through a third entity to get my own money.
You don't have to have your money mattress. In a bank.
Yeah.
You keep it at your apartment.
What am I going to put in a giant oversized bag for any rando mom to take?
Lasagna box.
I should start giving my cash a lasagna box. Like, truly, it would be more. Oh my God. Getting on that phone and being like, yes, can I please raise my withdrawal limit? I felt like such an idiot. Be like, can I have my money, please? Anyway.
But I did. I have breaking news. I did look it up. For whatever the world does to me for Googling, is it a crime to steal money from a person who then dies? It says theft is theft. So while a person may be dead, charges can still be laid on behalf of their estate. Mm. So like
The last of the Potters.
The last of the Potters. The estate could be any, like her cat could sue. You know, her cat could be like the recipient, you know.
Like, who's in charge? Who's the executor of this Potter estate? What if it's A?
Well, that would be the same thing, right? As A is setting up Potter's cash. I don't think A is I feel like that's, I'm going to say convoluted, but truly this is already.
what show do you think you've been recapping here?
It just tracks for me that A is in charge or knows about this money somehow and like can just like let it slide. Like, it's fine. You know, we're supposed to go to a charity. Now it goes to Hannah's mom. All you got to do is reveal what Hannah's been doing, which is going on elaborate, fancy, expensive dates with her English teacher or
just
whatever.
Create like a shell company, a pasta shell company. Where all this money can be put. Yes.
There it is.
I think we should end on that very good pun. Thank you all for listening again, and join us next time as we will be talking about the recap for season 1, episode 17, The New Normal. Until then, bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.